Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New.
Well, I gotta tell you, that was our newest vocalist. Her name is Ariana Stanley from Minnesota, and she helps open up the Friday edition of the Optimize Our Life show and the Golden Rule Society special broadcast. This is our Christmas edition. I want to first welcome our most honored national, international guest, Captain Len Kane, sir, reporting for duty.
Great to be here with you, my friend. John Clayton, one of the senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society charity. A good friend, ladies and gentlemen. This gentleman has been doing wonderful things for so many years, helping to make it a better world. And we're honored and sometimes humbled to be a part of the program, because it really is a wonderful feeling to help others here, there, and everywhere. And that's why we're here. The Golden Rule Society charity has been in business for over 50 years now, and we're all non-paid volunteers. So I usually start off with the radio show with, "Welcome aboard the radio show, ladies and gentlemen. Now watch my lips." And everybody laughs, of course, because we can't see the my lips. But anyway, the point is, I want to be sure that you understand, we're not selling anything. The nice part is we're busy helping children, churches, charities nationwide and worldwide. And we're honored and happy that you're here, because everybody knows, hey, a couple of days it's going to be Merry Christmas time, and then in a week or so, happy 2023. But great show. Stay with us. And I always suggest that you have a paper and a pencil handy, because we have some wonderful opportunities available to you, and we don't want you to miss them. And the nice part, you can share any one of the many money-saving, time-saving programs that we have available for all these 50-plus years. So anyway, be ready, get ready, and go. Back over to you, Ron Clayton. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee, and we're ready to launch. Back over to you, sir. Ron, I hope Hey, Ron, I think we've lost you. Are you still there, sir? Mr. Ron Clayton? Well, must be all the bad weather back east that's causing the problem back in Buffalo, New York. But this is Larry Clayton.
Hang on one second. General Motors and Chrysler Ford. All right, hang on. All right. Give me 2 seconds. Can you hear me?
2 seconds. Which side?
Speaker. Right here. Speaker.
Oh, we got from there.
No what?
Good. I think we're going to lose all of our listeners with all the glitches in the ghetto here. So
all
I
right,
hope you can get it organized there, Mary.
Yes. We lost Ron. He's got some pretty bad weather where he is. And so he said he's been having issues with everything kicking in and out. So we're good to go. So, how are you doing today, sir?
Well, as busy as always, especially with the holidays. And sorry to hear about, well, the terrible weather that's going around the country. Below zero in many places. Wow. So we'll just have to put up with the interruptions and the glitches and the get-along, so to speak. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain Len Kane again, Golden Rule Society Charity. And I'm honored to do the Friday shows for the Hope Collection. A little bit of history on the Hope Collection. It was put together by a gentleman by the name of Joel Griffin. Now, small world that it is, I'm a coal miner's kid from Scranton, Pennsylvania area. And found out many, many years later that Mr. Joel Griffin went to college with my high school football coach. Who would have thunk anything like that would happen? But here, 20 years ago, I made contact with Mr. Joel Griffin, a brilliant man, wonderful personality, good Christian brother, and he went to Mansfield University in Pennsylvania, and brilliant, so much so that his doctorate was in mathematics, and he ended up as the personal advisor to three of our presidents. Oh, the Bushes. And, oh, gosh, it just goes on. But all the wonderful things he's done nationwide and worldwide. And fortunately, and a blessing, if you will, I got to meet him. And he became one of our senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. And we've been working together, busy helping to make it a better world. And as a matter of fact, what happened was on the 11th hour of the 11th, day of the 11th month in 2021, we launched the worldwide Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign. And it goes like this: with kindness, love, and hope in your heart for peace on the earth, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And it's living one of the good Lord's most powerful commandments, where he said simply, share the love that I give you with others. Wow, that's very powerful, very simple. And why not do that? Because a little story that I always like to tell is that this kindness campaign, when I graduated high school, a day or two afterwards, I was heading off for the Navy boot camp. And my dear mother, as I was packing my bag, she said, Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. And those two words are embedded in my mind, in my heart, and my soul, because I've tried to live my life that way. Just be kind. Why not? Because it just benefits everybody, especially you, if you're being kind to one another and others. And that's why we're here with the kindness campaign and the many opportunities that we have available to you. And again, I mentioned, I hope you have a paper and a pencil handed, because I'm going to give you some wonderful opportunities to be more successful in life and also be happier in life. All the wonderful things that we should be doing to help one another. And that's what it's all about. So, with that, I've got you and anticipation all build up. So, Mary, why don't I turn it over for you while I get a little sip of my coffee here, please? Thank you, dear. You got it.
Hi. Hello,
Mary.
Hey, I've got some excitement. Yes, you're back.
Hi. Yes, my phone died. Now, it didn't have anything to do with the weather. It didn't have anything to do with the wind or the snow or the cold. You know what you have to do with these phones when you talk to them? You have to plug them in now and again. And I didn't plug my phone in last night, but we bought a brand new charger. And right now I'm using Linda's phone. Thank goodness she's here today. But this new charger is like a super fast high-speed charger, so that'll help me. I'm using her phone in between. What I wanted to say, and I'm so glad there. I can tell you the dashboard today for the Glenn Kane Special Salute Day is filled. I mean, we got lots and lots of people on today. First of all, I want to say hello as a, on behalf of the board of the Hope Selection.
Ryan, let me interrupt you. Check your plug, Ryan. We're getting feedback on every word you're saying. Check your plug, Ryan.
Okay, well, let's see. You know why?
My phone just came back on. It's doing it a little bit, but not as bad.
Don't go anywhere. Country boy, let me fix it.
They took it away, darn Ryan.
Well, I've got two phones to my hand and a computer and lots of people.
That's better, Ryan.
Okay, I think that should have fixed it.
It's better. It's a lot better now.
What's up, Oakland? Go ahead, Ron.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's the Oakman. It's the Oakman country boy. How you doing, my friend?
Wonderful, sir. Ron, you're clear now.
Boy and Bob.
Lynn said you could take off with your runway.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to finish the message that I started on behalf of the organization, that we extend to every family a very, very special and blessed and a really caring new Christmas season, that we as family members and friends can really go the extra mile to make this special. This year we've got unusual situations. We don't have the pandemic like we had the last few years, but what we do have is a lot of hurting people. So I'd like to make sure that I know right now across the whole country, unless you're in Coronado or you're in Florida, Coronado, it's 80 degrees. I'll bet you any money. Florida right now, it's at least 70. And I got a call from a cruise ship, Conquest, yesterday afternoon. My sister and brother-in-law were really leaving. They were real happy. Their ship was leaving for Mexico. They're heading south. So we got both. We know both sides of the continent. We've got some great weather. But in between that and where Mary is at up in Minnesota and the Midwest right now, and even as far here as Buffalo, we've got total whiteout. It's like about degrees below degrees of cold. The emergency center, the mayor of Buffalo was just on the radio station putting out a plea that for families, if they have a family member that's alone, they should make sure that they get in touch with them and physically get in touch with them and reach out and find out if they maybe need, if their heat is out or something, or they don't have access to go out, they got to go out for food. Let's go out and take an extra opportunity to turn around and reach these people and bring them in. Let's put our arms around out of those around us and friends or neighbors. And let's go. Let's be the people that go out and do the extra to make this a warming time and a time when really this is a national situation. I think over 8,000 plane rides, people that have flights, 8,000 were canceled today. That means there's nothing in the air. You're not going anywhere. So I would like to just make sure that we as individuals, and I know the people on this phone, I know your hearts. I know many of you that have called in and been calling in regularly for a while. You are constantly, always. Robert Oakley, I know that you reach out and help people in ways that absolutely are incredible and amazing. I know, Country Boy, you have touched the lives. I know last month when you had that fundraiser for the jackets for kids, you raised, I forgot how much you said, you can tell in a minute, but you raised to buy hundreds of winter coats for children there in Atlanta. And rather than being freezing, by the way, Atlanta's getting hit with the storm too. So guys, I want to congratulate you, I want to thank you, and from the bottom of my heart, I'm so proud because the people in this organization, affiliated, that listen in, we don't just talk. We don't just give lip service. we actually provide that kind of help, and we make life better. We're tender with people, and kindness is our, it's our byline. We live for it. Len Kane, I'm just so proud of you to be able to be considered a friend, and to have the honor and the privilege to go out there with you and Ann and break bread with you when Lynn and I were out in Coronado, and we look forward to doing it again. And when the weather's better in Buffalo, we'll get out of here. But in the meantime, I have something fantastic happened this past week. And Len, I know you were a special guest at a company called Intiva Health, which is one of our affiliate organizations. I call it a support service organization, and they provide, when we go through and as our conversation with Len will go on here, we will explain to everybody in the call what kind of special things the company that just, Len was out to a river cutting for a multi-million dollar facility, million square foot facility out there in Arizona. Len, you want to talk to us a little about Intiva Health, what they just did, talk about helping people?
Oh, I'd be honored to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, what Ron is talking about is a gentleman by the name of Alexander Candelario. And the background on him, he was a combat marine. He was wounded in combat and medically discharged. He was going back to college in Texas. And technology-wise, he is top of the line. And somebody's got their phone on. Please click and put it to mute, please. It's interrupting the radio show. Anyway, back to Mr. Candelario. He was very busy in college, technology-wise, up top of the line. And what he ended up doing was he founded what he called, the acronym, is the Intiva Health. And he put it together, informational, technology, video, all that good stuff. But Intiva has been expanding because they're busy helping the medical industry. As a matter of fact, 2 years ago, almost to the day, Intiva Health was named in the competition. We were, and I'm part of it, we were named the number one organization in the world supporting the medical industry. And that's something to be very proud of. And the technology aspect, fine. But the kindness aspect, Mr. Alexander Candelario said, well, let's not call ourselves number one in the world. Why don't we just say that we're one of the leading organizations in the world supporting the medical industry so that there's not a competitive type of an atmosphere? It's a get-together type of an atmosphere. Let's work together to find a cure for cancer, find a cure for this. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have that paper and pencil handy? We want you to invite you to visit our Golden Rule Society website. You know how it goes, www.goldenrulesociety.org. And there are no spaces in Golden Rule Society. It's all one word. So that's when you go there, and the navigation buttons on the site, you'll find many opportunities to be more successful and save you money, make you money, however you want to look at it. But most everything, again, is free. Some things are better than free. Now, when you get to the Intiva Health Program, you'll find that the people, I like to use a good example. Let's say you have an ache or a pain or a glitch in your get along or whatever you want to call it, and your doctor says, this is really interesting. I'm not quite sure what we ought to do about this. And this, one of our members, if membership is free, said, well, I just logged on to Intiva Health, and I mentioned to somebody that I've got this glitch in the get along, and they said, oh, here's what you have to do about that. You have to take this or that or stop doing what you're doing here. And they gave him a
way to get rid of the pain and getting back to their health where they want to be. Now, that's the opportunity. There's another example. This guy said, Len, I'm getting so close to this cure for cancer. I said, that's wonderful. I invite you to join and be part of the Intiba Health Program because it's a synergistic type of a program. People working together, strengthening the projection and the solutions for the problems. And he said, yeah, well, that is really great. So he went there and talked to a bunch of professional doctors and scientists and nurses and whoever and all. And they said, well, Mr. Jones, what you're doing sounds great, but let me tell you something. That's been tried a number of times, and it doesn't work. And he said, oh, my goodness. And he said, well, don't waste your time, but come into the group. Let's work together and find the cure for cancer faster than if we have 1,000 people working individually. Working together, we're going to get the problem solved. That, to me, makes a whole lot of sense, and I think that those of you who are listening would surely agree. That's why we're here. I call it the KISS program. The KISS program is people servant, and we're here to serve and enjoy while you're doing it. So there it is. That's the introduction, I should say, to Intiba Health. Tell your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity. Tell them about it. Said, hey, look at this. And I bet you, I talk to doctors all the time. And I say, you're familiar with the Intiba Health Program. And most of them say, oh, yeah, I've heard about it, but I haven't had the time to go check it out. And one of my friends, a doctor who I see every now and then when necessary, he came back to me one time and said, Len, why didn't you tell me about the Intiba Health Program sooner? He said, this is the best thing that I've found in the health industry. Because, I said, well, I'm just happy that you're happy. So tell everybody else. And that's what we're trying to do. Tell your doctor about it, your nurse, your scientist, whoever you know. Say, hey, go to goldenrulesociety.org and click on Intiba Health. That's just one of the many, many opportunities we have to help you as an individual, as a family, a group, whatever, your own charity that you're working with. That's why we're here. I got a few more, so let me just tease you with this one. When you go onto the website, you're going to be finding these are gifts for you. One of the things you want to do is click on the travel program. Now, I know things are tough for Christmas. All the flights are being canceled and all that sort of stuff. We don't have any control over the weather, as you well know. And I'm sorry that people are being disenchanted with all that's going on with the weather and the temperature. By the way, Ron, temperature here this morning was the exact 48 degrees as it was in New York City. And, of course,
wow. It's
WARS is going to stay pretty much stabilized, but up in New York City, they're going to get a chilly rest of the day and maybe the weekend. So count the blessings, take good care, be safe, and that's why we're here. So the traveler that you're looking for, you're going to be saving money up to 85% of the time. And I use what's a simple example. This guy told me here in the San Diego area. He said, Len, my wife and I have to go on a round trip to New York City, take care of some business. And he says, I contacted the airline. They said, yes, that'll be $1,000 round trip. And he said, but Len, I told him, I looked at it, and I said, well, I'm part of the Golden Rule Society's kindness and the discount program. I said, oh, it's only going to be $500. So one phone call saved him $500. And I can't guarantee you what the discounts are going to be. I don't make the discounts. That's up to the airline. But I guarantee you they're trying to get a discount over the holidays, Christmas and Easter and all those other holidays, 4th of July. The airlines don't give discounts because the seats are all full anyway. But the point I'm trying to make is simple.
If you're available, give him a call. You can save some money. And my buddy from San Diego said, well, Len, you're just looking for a donation to the charity. I said, we accept donations. Usually what we do is whatever we get, we give. Now, that's kind of nice. We have to pay the electrical bills and all the other expenses to run a charity for more than 50 years, but we don't get paid. See what I'm saying? I said, if you want to make a donation, why not make it to your favorite church or your church or your favorite charity? That way, you know where the money is going. They like you. They're very happy. You're happy that they're going to use that money to continue their good works. Everybody's happy. That's why we're here to serve. So that's just one of those travels. We have another program, which I kind of like, and I use all the time. It's called Your Video Emails. Now, everybody I know these days, everybody sends emails. But if you are in business or you want to contact your mom and dad or friends and neighbors, your old tongue, classmates and all, you click on, you sign up for the video emails. Now, they're not free. They're very reasonable. And what you do is when you send a video email, whoever is receiving them, they see you. They see your smile. They see your personality. And you say, hi, Mom and Dad or Uncle Joe and Aunt Mary, whoever you're talking to. They see you and they sent, oh, wow, hey, good to see you and talk. It's a nice, especially for old friends. Hello again. Oh, my goodness. People love talking to one another. And that's the video emails. And that's one of the things that you ought to take a peek at. And here's another one that's free of charge. It's a prescription discount program. Now, let's just say that the doctor gives you his pain saver, and you run over to the discount count at the store, and they said, oh, yes, well, here you go. Oh, yeah, instead of paying $100, your prescription is only going to cost you $50. And these are just sample numbers because they vary wherever you are. They're all going to be different. But at least you should get a discount rather than pay full price. Isn't it worth listening to this radio program? I know this is caused by problems and glitches in the get-along, but we're still here to help. And I hope that this is coming across to you. And that's just 1, 2, 3 of the things that we have. And I have more to go, and I don't want to be dominating the conversation because we have some wonderful people on board. One of our other senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society, Mr. Brad Dorsey. And I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, or you can turn it over to Mr. Brad Dorsey, or jump on in, Brad, and I'm here standing by. I'll be ready to go. Over to you, sir.
Ron, let me jump in right there, if you don't mind. Ron, you still there? Well, look, man, before we go any further, we know that one of the main concerns in America right now, and now is all we have, is health concerns. You shared the information with Ron about Antiva. Ron shared the information with me. I paid it forward and shared with my personal assistant for the last 20-something years. Let me give you that little example. She was working and taking some kind of high blood pressure medicine. She'd been taking it for over 10 years. But once she contacted Antiva, they go, oh, no, it has too many side effects. She was paying $186 a month for the meds. Now she pays $52 a month for the meds. So that was one of the discount programs that we talked about. Then you talked about clicking on the travel button. I just had a friend of mine to come here this past week and had to stay. Couldn't stay at his sister's house because she had some other guests and she only had like a 2-bedroom house. So he called me wanting to know if I could get him a discount on a hotel room, which we also, planes, trains, buses, if it's connected to the travel industry, I call it down here in the South, we got the hookup. So what happened was I sent them my Vortex link, the world buys retail prices, our company has access to wholesale prices. Make a long story short, to stay at the Marriott, it was $189 a night plus tax. With my Vortex link, it was $99 a night. Almost a $100 savings there, but if you multiply that kind of 3 days, 3 days, that's a $300 saving. Now, here's the trick that they're not going to tell you, and I'll just go ahead and give you just a little, a clue. What happens, it's a blessing to be a blessing. The founder of our company says, find somebody, you friends, family, and people you don't even know, doesn't matter what part of the world you're in, it's a blessing to be a blessing. You give them this link that will give them access to wholesale prices versus retail prices. If you bless them and save them some money, we'll go collect the money and we'll send 60% of the savings back to you or back to your organization. Do the math. If I saved them $300 a night, that means $180 of those dollars goes back to your organization, goes back to your school, goes back to your church, comes back to your non-for-profit organization that has never been done before. Number two, Lynn launched the show, and he says, when I was a child, when I was growing into a man, when I was getting ready to go off and fight for the world, my mama told me, even though you have to fight sometimes, baby, I want you to practice it. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect at it. Practice means you only get better and better and better. I want you to practice being kind. Lynn Kane took that rule with him in life, and he practiced, and he practiced, and he practiced, and all of a sudden, God says, okay, you're being obedient. Let me elevate you to Top Gun. He's the best fighter pilot in the world. Not Tom Cruise, Lynn Kane. You're hearing his voice right now. Lynn, keep being kind. Keep being kind. Practice it, Lynn. Practice it. Practice harder, Lynn. Last year, International Humanitarian Man of the Year. Oh, I forgot to tell you. He didn't nominate himself. Oh, I didn't tell you. Somebody's always watching you. You know if he has his eye on the sparrow, you know he's watching you. Yeah. So, blessing to be a blessing. Y'all need to practice harder. Practice harder. My grandmama's speaking now. She says, baby, if everybody could bless themselves, we wouldn't need each other. It's a blessing to be a blessing. Keep studying. Keep studying. Oh, when I was in school, I ran into a guy named Shakespeare, wrote a play called Hamlet. Yeah, he talked about being kind. He talked about being a blessing to people. Here's what we're talking about now. If everybody could bless themselves, we wouldn't need each other. The Hope Foundation. Ron gave you the base foundation on what we do, but we help at least one person every day. Did y'all get that? H-O-P-E. Help one person every day. It don't cost nothing to be kind. Smile, country, and the world a smile back at you. One more time. It's a blessing to be a blessing. We have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention. We do this intentionally on blessing you and your family. So what happens in the process is we have the hookup. They said it's not what you know. It's who you know. We got the best of the best. Joel Griffin looked back into the future and said, look, I'm a visionary. This is what I want the plan to be. I want to take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we're going to allow everybody to love their very, very, very best. Yeah, that's what we call ourselves. We call ourselves super friends. We care. We care. We care. We care. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. So the foundation of what the Hope Foundation, we have one more little example. We have something called www.rrcenter. That stands for Research Resource Center. Oh, you can't go around, forgive them, Father, because they know not. You can't plead ignorance anymore. Life is nothing but a series of decisions that we make. And if you don't know, ask somebody. Being ignorant is a choice. So what we want to do, you guys, we want to grow the families. Mary says she's launching the kindness campaign. That's a whole nother show. We can tell you how we practice it. We do unto others before. Yeah, before. They do unto you, because when you give some love away, not just the holidays, when you give some love away, it's a daily kind of thing. I forgot to tell you. He says, I am that I am. I am love. So when you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, eventually it comes right back your way, even if it does not come from the person that originated that you gave it to. Ask Bob Oakley. Oakman, where are you at?
I'm here in New Jersey.
I'm going to interrupt one quick second.
Go ahead, Larry. I'm passing the mic.
So, Country Boy, the Country Club, or the Kindness Club and the Kindness Campaign do have their own show. Starting Mondays, our Monday show at 12 noon Eastern Time will focus completely on the Kindness Club and the Kindness Campaign. And we're going to highlight acts of kindness and people who go above and beyond and highlight their organization that they have built and done to help other people. And then our weeks will now start out at a high note, and we're going to have a theme for each week about a different act of kindness and issue a challenge for you to share on social media and call in on the show on Friday and talk about what you did that week.
All right, Mary, let me give the world one more example on what you're talking about. When we used to sit down, I'm an old schooler. They call me the OG. Some people walk up to me and call me Unc. I'm only 60 years of age. But when I was a child, I never thought as a child. I had 7 bigger, older brothers, and I'm the one in the family that always got bullied. They called me Chubby, was my nickname when I was young. So I didn't hang out with children. I hang out with old folks that were talking about where babies came from. My grandmother was a midwife, and I was sitting in her lap at 5, but I delivered my first baby when I was 12. My grandma, they won't let me play. She said, come on in here, baby. You can help me cook. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm a chef for 40-something years. I cook about 14 different types of cuisine. Grandma, they won't let me play. Come on in here, baby. You can help me sew. I'm a licensed seamstress, and I also know how to make quilts from scrap clothes. Fast forward the tape. These things that we were taught as a child have been taken away from us. The schools have allowed us to let our kids be bullied. There's a never-ending battle, Lynn Kane, for good versus evil, and it was never going to stop. But I also understand that everywhere you go, evil is always there, dwelling somewhere around, hiding in the bushes, waiting to flatten your tire. Evil is always there. What we've been asking everybody is, when is kindness going to show up? When is kindness going to show up? You can't bully Mary if she's my friend. Oakman is 6 foot tall. Ron Clayton is 6 foot tall. If you mess with my friend now, you messing with my friends. Friends, yeah. Because if you mess with Mary, now you got a problem with me. You got a problem with Ron Clayton. You got a problem with Oakman, Bob Oakley. We're not playing. And if I need to, I'll call in the Top Gun and let him shoot a few missiles down on the evil. Listen, you guys. We're claiming back what has been taken from us. Oh, I was reading that in the Word. It says we're going to take back, even if we have to do it by force, everything that the devil took from us. We're taking back our health. We're taking back the way we think. We're taking back the way we treat our kids and the way they treat other kids. We're going to practice it and practice it. Practice it until we get it better. That's what we're doing over here. So the Hope Show branches out in every major category that you can talk about. Mary says, we're going to start out. We're going to start out. It has to start somewhere. We're going to start the week off with something good. Because remember I tell you when you came home, they said, Lynn, what did you learn at school today? It was Lynn's time to give his testimony. It was just a test. It was just a test. The money part was a song or a story that he was going to tell at dinner time. What Mary is setting up, I forgot to tell you guys, the Hope Foundation is a smorgasbord. Yeah, of information. We serve up hope every day for lunch. It tastes great and is spiritually fulfilling. You can take as much as you want, eat as much information as you want, pass it forward to some of your friends and family and neighbors. That's what we want to do. We enhance the life of people that we touch by helping people to reach their goals. So it's not really complicated, you guys. We're trying to keep it simple. But Marvin Gaye says in closing right now before I pass the mic again, I could sing it, but I won't. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. We got to change the world, starting with you and me. Back over you, Ruth.
Amen.
There.
Amen.
Oh, thank man. You, Country Boy. Thank you, Bob. And thank you, everybody Country. That's calling. There's a lot of other people. This is Ron Clayton, the host, calling from the president of the Hope Collection. There are a bunch of people on the call today. Now, sometimes everybody that calls in talks, and sometimes they don't, and that's okay. But if you on the call today and you haven't spoken even today, but you'd like to say hi or give some kind of a Christmas greeting, please, Phil, go ahead and take a few moments here, and why don't you step up to the microphone. I've got all the microphones open. If you'd like to say hello, introduce yourself, would you do it right now, please?
Well, hello,
Ron,
everybody.
I just want to invite Keisha to say hello if nobody says anything.
I
we have veterans out there. Okay, go ahead, Keisha.
Talking, let her talk. Country boy, let the person talk, please.
I was calling her out.
Okay, I wanted to say hello to everyone. I really enjoy these radio messages that you guys send out. They're very uplifting. Sometimes you don't even know you need to be fed, you know, spiritually. And you guys seem to hit a lot of areas that, you know, maybe I wasn't even thinking about. But I wanted to say to everyone, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, be blessed as I'm being blessed. I'm a former, I'm a retired military person. I spent 21 years in the Army, and most of my life after being in the military, I've tried to serve, be a servant as God would have me to be, doing a lot of volunteer work. And I'm just grateful to meet Country Boy and Miss Mary and to talk to Lynn and everybody. And I just want to thank you guys for allowing me this moment to just say hello to you all. Okay, be blessed.
Well, thank you for coming on. We appreciate you, first of all, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. And we thank you not just for the service, but the lives that you're changing, the light you're putting in this world. See, tomorrow night there's going to be a lot of churches all across the country going to have what they call candlelight service. And for some people, they might be new to them. On this call, listening in today. A candlelight service is the church usually gets together, and they have an evening of singing Christmas carols, and they hear the story, the gospel story of the birth of Christ. And then at one point in the evening, they'll turn the lights out. They'll even blow out all the candles, and then it'll be pitch black. And the pastor or the lead deacon will light a candle. And everybody in the room will be given a candle when they come into the service. And so that deacon or pastor will reach over and touch somebody's candle and light their candle. And this will be repeated over and over and over again. And we go from one light in the room to the entire room being lit like daylight because one light was lit. And you see, everybody, you can be that light in the room. You can be that light in your community. You can be the light in your family. How about being enlightened? Somebody doesn't have it tonight. And I want to thank you because I know on this call today there are lots of people that are going to participate in that kind of service. And it's a reminder that because light came in the world, we have light. And you can't put it out. God's light cannot be put out. So we want to make sure what we're doing is amplifying the light and love. And I know Country Boy and Glenn Kane and Mary and so many other, Bob, Robert Oakley, the Mighty Oak. Many of you have been for years lighting candles, not just at Christmas, but every day. And we are so appreciative of that. We got a lot more work to do, more than ever. And I'm excited about that. We got a great chance now, and particularly this time in this season this year. And we're really excited about the way we, this year, one of the things that we've accomplished, the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society, we have reestablished our ability to communicate with each other. We now have operational websites. We now have sites that, like Mary introducing on Monday, this new registration to sign up for the newsletter and be able to be a part of communication on an ongoing basis. We're going to gather your name, not for the purpose to send you stuff you don't want or have you getting phone calls you don't want or messages. What you're going to do is get a message of hope and love. And the idea of optimize your life, the idea of the Golden Rule Society being voted out. What Mary has done, in fact, not Mary, her daughter, her little lovely daughter, Ariana, went to school and came home and said, "Hey, Mom, why can't we do a kindness campaign, a camp? I want a camp. We can have a camp in school where the kids get together." Now, you know, realize this, everybody on the call here today is an adult. Realize that when kids get together in a group, there's peer pressure. And if many of them are working on trying to do something kind for someone, the bullies melt. The bullies go away. They're minorities and they don't have power. And what happens is kindness wins out when there's a group. We, as a group here on this call today, we have power to change the world. We have right and might on our side. And I want to congratulate you because you're all doing that. And Mary, what the Kindness Campaign Camp with the Golden Rule Society and Len Kane expanding like it is, I'm so proud of you. I encourage everybody to find a time at noon on Mondays, that's Eastern time, to join the new Monday Kindness Campaign Optimize Your Life. That's a show that we're broadcasting every Monday, starting Monday, day after Christmas. So, Mary, congratulations, and thank you.
Ron, I got to be rude one more time. Off. My grandmom was up. My grandmom was over here talking now.
Sorry,
they said the spirit, a person never dies.
Country Boy, somebody was trying to talk.
Yes, sir.
I was just going to say that was a great way to start a new year, is to get involved in a kindness campaign. And also, I wanted to mention something you said earlier, Country Boy. You said that every time we go out, there's evil everywhere. Well, I want to remind everybody that there's a stronger force out there than evil, and it's a force of good and the force of God out there protecting us. So we have two forces out there, it's our decision where we go, whether we go with the evil force or we go with the good force, with the God force. So I think that's very important for us all to remember, and when we're talking to people, is to emphasize that, because that's where the acts of kindness come from the good force. Amen.
Amen, brother. Good for you, my friend. Good for you.
Now, when I said my grandmother's spirit was speaking.
Len Kane, what do you think of that new show?
Well, it sounds great. I've got it written down here, and I'll be there high noon on the East Coast, and I'll be listening in And ladies and gentlemen, the nice thing about Miss Mary Stanley is that her daughter, can you believe this, 8 years old, came home after listening to her mother tell her about the kindness campaign of the Golden Rule Society charity. And she was very impressed with that information. And in school, at the different classes, she came home and said, "Mom, this is really great, the kindness campaign, but why don't we have in the schools a kindness club?" And I said, what a marvelous idea coming from a young 8-year-old girl, touched by the good Lord, I'm sure. But the point is, the program and the point is we're going to working on it, starting where in Minnesota, where the Mary Stanley lives, but we're trying to get the kindness club in every classroom of every school in every town and city in the state. Not only that, our goal is to have it same situation in every state of the union. And we're not going to stop there. We're going to have it the kindness clubs in every country in the world. I mean,
Amen.
That's quite a challenge, but we are going to offer the opportunity. And we're not selling anything. The teachers, we're not going to interrupt or interfere with their trying to teach with their mathematics or English or whatever language, whatever they're teaching. We're not going to disrupt that. We're going to strengthen it because the kids are going to be in a kindness club. And what are they working for? They're working to better their own education, and they have to help the teacher in doing so by doing studies that they're assigned and doing the best they can. And while doing it, they're going to be practicing kindness with one another. Now, we have problems in our schools these days, and I don't have to be the one to tell you about it. And it's the metaphor is madness. They said, okay, oh, we're going to fight the COVID, so let's keep kids from coming to school. That's crazy. Because right now, our country is like now 2 years behind in the education of our kids. Many of them can't read or write or act or at the level of their age. And that's not good. So we're helping to work. Great idea coming from an 8-year-old, wonderful young lady. Mary, you must be very proud and very happy of what we're stepping recommendation from your daughter. And ladies and gentlemen, again, when you visit the website, goldenrulesociety.org, there are other opportunities there for you. And you'll see that just doing things in the Ron mentioned that I've got 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And fine, I think we need a peaceful world. And the nice part about it, they told me that in 2014, I was number 2 in the world. And I told them, thank you very much. I would prefer to be number 1 because as a Navy fighter pilot, I was the Top Gun 1. And that's the kind of stuff that I'm familiar with, because we're sharing the kindness. So there's wonderful things, a humanitarian award for this year, keynote speaker at the African-American Veterans Monument in Buffalo, New York, this 4th of July coming up. These are just honors that a coal miner's kid is just terrifically honored and humbled to be a part of. But I want everybody to be kind. And it just shares the wonderfulness from the good Lord. So, again and again, visit the website. Wonderful things. And you're just going to help make it a better world for you, save you time, save you money, keep you safe while you're traveling. We have wonderful opportunities. We have a captain's travel tips. Because after more than a quarter of a century as a Navy fighter pilot, the organization hired me on as an airline pilot for another quarter of a century. And that was very nice, to be taking care of people, carrying them from here to there safely. So keep on going, ladies and gentlemen. And we're getting close to terminal time. And I want to wish everybody personally who's listening to share it with your family, friends, your neighbors, your churches, and charity the blessings for the Hanukkah season, for Christmas, the New Year's, 2023, all the wonderful things that are happening. And we're adding to it every time, so don't miss out. And you're going to see it. One of the things we offer is if you just want to send me a stamped self-addressed envelope, simple. And what I'll do is you do me that, I'll open it up, and I'm going to send you what we call a lucky buck. The Golden Rule Society, it's the size of a dollar bill. One side of the dollar bill is an action plan for living. How to be more successful and happy in life. And when you turn over the lucky buck, size of a dollar bill, it's right in your wallet. It is good news on how to be successful in business. And your choice, what kind of business you want to do. That's the nice thing about it. If you send me that stamped, self-addressed envelope, what I'll do is I'll send you the lucky buck. And some people say, well, I don't want to just get that, but because it's going to save you money, time, and efforts. So people say, well, okay, if I send you the donation, we accept all donations, so it doesn't have to be anything huge, but that's your choice. Because what we'll do with it, we'll help others. However, here to help make it a better world. So with that, again, we're getting close. And Ron, let me turn it back over to you to let you know we're going to keep conserving and treating people with kindness, courtesy, here, there, and everywhere. God bless, and thank you, Ron. Over to you, sir.
Well, thank you, Len Kane. And now, was there anybody else? There's still a couple folks here. I see your phone numbers. Is there anybody else that would like to say hi before we have a couple minutes left in the show, before we close it out for today and Christmas? Well, okay, then what I'm going to do, first of all, I'd like to say thank
Ron,
you.
I got one more thing.
Well,
Ron, I got one more.
I was just going to acknowledge you, but let me acknowledge you. You are an important part of this program on a daily, weekly basis in the outreach of everything there is home. You, by the way, are a board member of the Hope Collection, and I want to thank you for your contributions. You're touching lives. There's a lot of people that don't make it to the show that you're still touching their lives, and you're helping people. I want to thank you, Country Boy.
No,
and Mary too.
What I wanted to say was, in the word it says we're going to use the children to confound the wise, and Mary's daughter has spoke forth a vision on how we're going to connect the world. Also, when I said my grandmama never died, because I talk about every single day and the things that she taught me when I was a child, now I'm using as an adult. One of her favorite songs used to be, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine." I have to remind you guys that the divine creator says, I am the truth. The truth is the truth is the truth until it ain't. I am the truth and the light. Here's the last one. When you go out, since you are a personal representative of the divine creator who created you, as you go out, if you let your little light shine, regardless on the size of your light, it might be mustard seed size. If you let your little light shine, it unconsciously, did y'all hear that word? Unconsciously allows people to let their little light shine too. If you don't believe me, walk up to somebody and frown at them and watch them frown back. Walk up to somebody and smile at them and watch them smile back. Throw a thumbs up in the air at somebody and watch them throw a thumbs up. Kindness does not cost anything. So as we move forth in this day into this new year, continue to practice being kind. Treat other people the way that you want to be treated, and do unto others before they do unto you, because when you give some love, some hope, some hope, some hope, and some kindness away, eventually it will come right back to you.
Amen.
Like you are.
Thank you, Country Boy. Robert, I heard you saying something. Do you want to wrap us up for the Christmas show?
Yeah, I want to thank everybody that's been involved in the program over the years, and it's growing like crazy. And I think that this is such a wonderful time of the year, and I hope everyone has a very blessed and happy and peaceful and joyful holiday on Christmas. We all need to be conscious and be aware of and act like we're celebrating the reason for the season, the birth of the Christ, Jesus Christ. And I find so many people. I was out in the store this morning picking up a couple of things, people were rushing around buying toys and buying all little things, you know, and stuff like that. And that's okay because they're going to be giving. They're going to be giving to someone else. But I wonder if in their mind, if they really remember why we're having Christmas, why we're celebrating Jesus Christ, why we're celebrating his birthday. It's the most important event, I believe, in our lives. And celebrating it each year is just a reminder to us that his spirit is within us and that we are always under control by the good Lord. So I thank you all for your contributions, and I thank you all for just being kind to people and doing the things that Lynn Cain Country Boy and Ron Clayton say that are important for us to do. You know, the smiling to people is just a little act of kindness, and holding out your hand and saying hi is another act of kindness. And so do that to everybody we see, and it will bring on other lights, like Country Boy said. If our light shines, other people's lights are going to shine. So God bless you all, and you all have a great Christmas. Back to you, Ron.
Well, my prayer for everyone is that you get a sense of peace. You get a sense of the presence of the Holy Spirit working in your life. And if you can, share that with somebody. We have the helper here to help us for those very words. And I know there are people that are hurting today. I know there are people that are sick. There are people that have family and friends who are going through medical issues. Let's all unite our hearts and say a prayer to say, Lord, please help these people. Let the doctors and the medicines work. But most of all, allow me to be a part of whatever it is to make somebody's life better. And thank you for the privilege of being a member of this organization or being a person who just helps by joining us. And have a great new year coming up. We'll see you next week, everyone. God bless. Be safe, and thank you.
Okay, bye-bye for
thank
now.
Thank you, everybody.